This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The latest milk market is less than impressive. That according to Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company, who joins us on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. Bossi says next month's weather is going to have a big impact on milk and feed prices.
Class 3 milk values are testing downside support as we had expected in that $15.50 to $16 range as we start to create a late summer low. Now, the coming heat may knock 2 or 3% off what we call milk yields across the central U.S. California has already seen its milk yield come down because of its extreme heat. And this should underpin the market as we see it in that $15.50 to $16 range. U.S. dairy export demand is holding relatively strong, but it's not strong enough to overcome all of the large production. And I'm a little concerned that China's buying more dairy products away from the United States, EU, New Zealand, Australia, than they are buying from us. And that's a little troublesome for me as I think forward to our phase one agreement and what the Chinese pledges are. I would really like to see the Chinese being a more aggressive buyer of whey. We've seen the whey market come down just because they're not buying as much tonnage as they were in prior months. Feed costs, they've been extremely volatile lately because of weather. We know that the price of corn is still trading in the, you get to buy cash corn a day in central Illinois or central Wisconsin, maybe $6.70 to $7. So it's still a big ingredient in the price of dairy. Now, August weather will have a big impact on what corn, soybeans really do. It's going to be one of the biggest yield determinants. We've skated through at least the first half of July with near to above normal precipitation and cooler than normal temperatures. That's helped yield. But I really need to bring this crop home now in the next 6 weeks. And the forecasts are looking rather threatening. So our milk markets have been relatively quiet. $15.50 to $16 range should be very, very strong support. That's kind of where we started out the year. And so we have balance in dairy. And so for now, I'm not relatively bearish of dairy. I just think the markets are not going anywhere. But I want to set the stage as we talk about what's happening in products and where you can think about dairy markets going forward. But the forecast, as we see it today, assuming normality, would be for a flat milk market all the way for the next year.
Comments from Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company, from a recent PDPW Dairy Signal webcast podcast that you can hear in its entirety for free at pdpw.org.
After digesting Friday's USDA cattle inventory and cattle on feed reports, the conclusion:
what we are looking at is definite signs that there's a liquidation.
USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum: almost every number in the reports below a year ago, generally 1 or 2% lower. Cattle placed into feedlots in June, though, down 7% from a year ago. Of course, last year was a crazy year in the beef business, but even so, Shagum says,
we are going to be having fewer cows, which are going to be bred probably in the coming months, fewer number of heifers, which are going to be entering the cow herd. This report already indicated that we were down about 1% on our cattle inventory. If we work through all of these numbers, we're looking at about 1.6% fewer cattle outside feedlots, which means, again, tighter supplies of cattle to be placed on feed in the coming months.
Possibly higher prices. So Shagum says, again, we are on
the downside of the cattle cycle.
Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The farm economy in the U.S. is doing well.
But overall, a farm economy is in remarkably good shape.
Glenn Smith is chair of the Farm Credit Administration.
2020 ended up on an extremely positive note, and starting out in 2021, equally positive. I think we'll have a record year.
Again, that's Glenn Smith, chairman of the Farm Credit Administration. For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.